This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And now here's WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you. I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, about what the livestock markets are looking like this week.
Well, the livestock markets are waiting. Let's start with the beef, first of all. And they're waiting to see what kind of cash movement we're going to see this week. Overall, we're seeing the product market hold very favorably near record high levels. Impressive movement. I was pleased with yesterday's movement because the previous week we saw boxed beef movement drop off. But to start off the week, we saw a good day of movement for a Monday in the boxed beef movement. The question is that I'm going to be watching this week, or what about weights? We started to see a pickup in carcass weights last week, suggesting that maybe the feeders had been holding back cattle because of cheap corn prices to put some more weight on. And if we continue to see those weights going higher and start to see the supply increase, then that would suggest that the long-anticipated increase in supply will hit us this month. But so far, we're seeing renewed strength in the market, really supported by the fundamentals. The market continues to break every couple weeks or so, anticipating higher supplies, but those higher supplies simply haven't come, and the demand has beat anyone's expectations in the industry that the consumer would actually pay this much for beef, and it's largely being driven by ground beef, believe it or not. But so far, it's been very resilient.
Well, good. It's always good to know that the consumers are willing to support farmers even when the prices are high and the number of animals is low.
Well, I think the encouraging thing is demand for beef has been both on the domestic side and on the export market. Even with a strong dollar, we've been able to see good export demand. And something that was not anticipated, I certainly didn't think that they'd be willing to pay these prices, either domestically or globally, and most in the industry didn't either, but have been continuing to pay up for those cuts. On the other hand, we're seeing high pork prices start to ration demand both on the domestic and export side, and with the high carcass weights, that has well supplied that slower demand and kept us in good balance there. And that's why overall we continue to see the cash prices trend lower and product prices as well.
And the futures prices for hogs, they also seem to be trailing down a little bit lower.
The expectation continues to be, based on the last quarterly hogs and pigs report, that we will see a significant hole in the supply of hogs due to the PED virus later this fall. But same time, that's not what we're seeing right now. We're seeing that adequate supply. And so futures, you got to feed a bull every day, if I can say that, in the hog market. And we're simply not seeing the data to back up that we've got this hole in supply. So the bulls are having trouble hanging on to their positions, hanging on to their optimism, as long as the supply remains adequate to meet demand.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
All it takes is one visit to the emergency room or one night stay in the hospital to realize the importance of health insurance. And no matter what your health insurance needs are, Country Financial Representative Wayne Shaver has a policy to take care of those needs, from disability income to long-term care coverage. I am committed to helping you balance your need to protect what you have with your desire to build for the future. In today's world of rising health care costs, you can't afford to be without quality health insurance. From me, Wayne Shaver, your country representative in Jerseyville, give us a call at 618-498-5800.
Carlinville Truck Equipment makes industrial rollback equipment loaders, and because of this, they have the equipment and expertise to fix or fabricate just about anything metal around your business or farm. If you need truck or trailer repair, hoist or winch service, custom fabrication, or stock metal, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 217-854-6706 or log on to ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 217-854-6706.
Macoupin County Farm Bureau is about more than farming. When you join Macoupin County Farm Bureau, you help fight for quality education. Macoupin County Farm Bureau believes children with a good education are the key to our state's economic success. We work with state government, teachers, and parents to find newer and better ways to finance education, ensuring quality education for all. For more details, call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau, where membership promotes quality education for our children.
The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is holding a cover crops meeting next week. I spoke with Chris Reynolds, resource conservationist with the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District in Hillsboro.
The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is sponsoring a cover crops meeting. It's just an informational meeting that we're going to have over at the Lincoln Land Community College campus in Litchfield next Thursday, August 14th. It'll start around 9 o'clock in the morning, and we should get done around somewhere around 11 o'clock in the morning. So we're really looking forward to it. We've been promoting cover crops pretty heavily the last 2 years. We have a grant agreement with the American Farmland Trust, where we are utilizing some funds there to promote cover crops throughout Montgomery County.
And as I understand, the main feature at this meeting is going to be a guest speaker. Do you want to tell me a little bit about who your speaker is?
Yeah, we've also been working with the Illinois Stewardship Alliance, and Woody Woodruff has been our contact with the Stewardship Alliance here in Illinois, and he is providing us with a speaker, Andy Shireman of Chapin, Illinois, and he's going to be talking about his some of his successes and different experiences that he has had with cover crops. And so we're really looking forward to that presentation, and also just the being able to ask questions and answers about what has worked over the last few years and what hasn't.
Now, you said that you guys have been promoting cover crops pretty heavily. Have you seen an increase in cover crops being planted throughout the area?
Yeah, I would say last year was probably the biggest increase that we saw here in the county as far as cover crops being planted and being utilized. Unfortunately, last year was probably was not as good of a year to try to get cover crops established last year because of the dry soil, because of the late harvest, and several factors that that were, you know, contributing to that. So we didn't have as much success last year with the cover crops. Looking forward to this year, hopefully we'll have some better soil moisture, and it looks like we'll definitely have an earlier harvest than what we had last year. So we're just trying to get producers to, you know, think ahead of time here, because there are certain dates that things need to be planted by, depending on what type of cover crops you're wanting to do on your farm. So trying to provide, you know, some more information, you know, out there to the producers here in the county. We've also had a lot of interest in the EQIP, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, that has had some cost share opportunities for producers here in the county. And so that has provided a lot of producers with an opportunity to try out some cover crops and also receive some cost share for doing so.
And why would you say is probably the number one reason people in the area are choosing to plant cover crops? There are a lot of different reasons why someone would choose to, whether it's to hold on to nutrients or keep soil from eroding. What would you say is the number one reason in this area?
Well, I think for the most part what we're seeing, guys, is, and it varies, and it's, I don't think it's one particular reason. You know, there's some guys that have highly erodible land that are wanting to reduce that sheet and reel erosion that's occurring on their land. We've seen, you know, we've had some of these rainfall events that have been very high in volume, and that has caused a lot of sheet and reel erosion on land that's even being no-tilled. And so that's, you know, that's one reason. They're also trying to recycle some nutrients and bring up some nutrients from down below. Also, weed suppression is another thing that's come to the forefront here. You know, weeds are getting harder to manage, more expensive to manage, and there's guys that are looking at cover crops as a way to suppress some of the winter annuals and hold back the weeds in the spring as well.
All right. Well, Chris, do you just want to go over one more time the date and time of this cover crops meeting that you guys are putting on?
Yep, next Thursday at 9 a.m. out at the Lincoln Land Litchfield campus. We'll be out there starting at 9. We will have donuts, coffee, and juice, so we'll have that provided. And no RSVP is needed. If guys are interested, they can show up. If they have any questions about the meeting, they can call us here at the office at 532-3610, extension 3, and talk to myself or or one of the other guys here in the office. But we hope to have a good turnout, and we hope this this is kind of an informational meeting, and then we are also planning to do a another tour similar to what we did last November, with once we see where some of the cover crops are at and up and going, we'd like to do a tour around the county to look at, you know, some of the different cover crop mixes that, that some of the producers are using. So we hope to see hope to see you guys there, and if you have any questions, give us a call.
Again, that was resource conservationist with the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District, Chris Reynolds, talking about their cover crops meeting that will take place Thursday, August 14th from 9 to 11 in the morning. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.